Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Hey,
Yatish, Garsi, so crazy, Kelmez, he's not a net doll. I don't see he's not a wheel net doll, Garsi, so Corolla is she had none to the schneed or lake, are there not a single soggy order? Did our Diego yet? And the whole tea has lingo, coy caton, a cohet oi barnit. Hate oi did lay Colorado there Gold King Mine with your Arden Hotoy Hatishi. Is she take you? No, Arden sits hoko in the Tayuna, Tahikoto, Ado Yago, in the Animus River with your Arden Tunle, Aron the San Juan River beyond that, Ado San Juan River join the. He kept Yahagin lay with all, no whole Koshigo had opened Nazlin Hadlindo in Lay Lake Powell, that be his. A co auto in Lay Colorado River, on Lake Puja, Pacific Ocean, Guya, Ashe Ajo, with all Ajo E. Coy Tonle. A co auto in Hill Kahasi, no coat, oh, Hayu, with all he be. Dovetoban, so case or Janey, na. Aro corns, the sack with old Gina hot old net, she did the whole net. Never get totten does long at all, door the die hot za. A cold dee the quare naggy, said the door, Joe, and his hanetta. Sad Anna Kindle. Aro, Heshi lay. EPA, then I feel it all, Joy in the Washington, then with all ADD, kid that is in EA. Joy are the Hashit or did the Togi lay at the Hasta mine. Are she at the Hata Kate? A co she with all she had done she chattels in Ego. Are the yam with all did the Togi she never had at the B. A co a de shinku. A stayed at those so hate oi, ya take on those nista no she could oye EPA she other, yanta, tindi hashit o tobetam a state largo. A are it hotes go. A co joeda, nhe could a Navajo nation, nhekeya. A the Joe Con A R J the San Juan River get to A R J Bango to the Nazle Joe the Shne. A co A the Gishan Hate or D the Bahat the D that it I say that the Sabeha or the EPA it on no aid it is not harmful. Do a hate or it hit or lista. A hot eight a corn lay go away na had long of it all. Shine lay a witch at Lanigi, a with all the acid and lay a letter be yiggy, a de to a diggy she. Do it all your bit scatter hunting. A corn day I didn't understand what this she could do with all a bean his horn net. Ado sad she does the dogs. A course I hate o a din he kaya hagi nhinal losh don tro joy sai are hoto e are did a water tree me joy are troha had los a co h o e dot net it la to e hoto bogan gunne hoto e ya e ya it's the yosh a co tra sinklo. A quag is ain't deed a hush ain't o, cut hunasi, cut a sad a mod over able laho sheesh. A coetish gee, the shank ain't o, the dido a jaw in his hanetta. Dish gee da lay Denver, Colorado. A conquish net. Ada 80 EPA. Quaggy to the jaw in his house now. Hala did a shady did the nensh. harmful, but to what extent are they going to be harmful to the wildlife as well as the human consumption, and whether that water will be usable. Not only that, it not only just affects just the people of Colorado along the Animas River, but the city of Farmington. In Farmington, as you go, there's lots of towns. Farmington, Shiprock, and Lake Powell, Joy Hotoy, the Tohichon. According to Kurobansis case, why is it that in terms of sharing information, that we are not getting willing officials who wants to come on air and at least give us an update? What is, I think, the biggest question that we all have about this disaster caused by EPA is that what are the after effects? Yes, we know that the water spilled. We know what's inside of there. We know where it's traveling. Yes, we're monitoring that. But what are the long-term health effects? Why isn't there data being shared with us that, okay, these chemicals, the chemicals that I'm, you know, that I've mentioned would be arsenic, copper, zinc, lead. These are, or and then another one is cadmium. Those are chemicals that exist, obviously, in the environment. Some of these things that we're exposed to every day. But in this particular case, if we're exposed to it, then to what, how much of a concentration would hurt us? And these are some of the questions that we're just based, that we're looking at. Now, once we answer those questions based on the reports, and another question that I have, why is it taking so long to sample a water? Okay? Now, it really, at this point, is irrelevant how great of a concentration that certain waterways has this sediment. What I'm saying is that the chemicals or these, what's contained in the sludge is already in the water. We know what it's going to do, wash ashore, continue to go downstream, and then the heavier parts are, yes, they're going to settle to the bottom of the riverbed. Now, the question is that it's not how great of the concentration at that point is, but it's the after effects. It's what's washed ashore, what is settled at the bottom. Are those still toxic enough to hurt our livestock? Is it toxic enough to hurt human consumption? And now, if they're long-lasting, isn't there already data or statistics that are existing that we know about? Why haven't they kept records? I mean, you know, this whole thing just didn't start yesterday. Science, in this modern world, every one of those five chemicals that I've mentioned that's been listed, there's got to be data about what content or what's, you know, what's settled. It's not so much what's floating. Yes, that's a concern. But what about the long-term effects? Give us some answers. Somebody. And that's where I think a lot of the concerns, a lot of the frustration, and a lot of worry amongst our people. And, you know, I'm sitting here wondering. I want to hear if there's any officials out there. I've left several messages with a fellow by the name of David Gray, who is the media specialist from the Denver office. And so far, I haven't heard anything from them. I've also asked Rick Abesta from the Office of the Navajo Nation President, in him to share with us or, you know, share some press releases, because they've been meeting, they've gone up to the mine, and that's where they were. So I have a caller, and I'd like to bring them on, and I do appreciate you calling in. This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. And tonight we're talking about the Navajo Nation water contamination and how serious is the spill. And so please identify yourself and where you're calling from. Yate?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
So you're talking about the water.
Yeah, Yeah, you're on air right now.
Hey, Donna.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. See what information that you have. Who am I speaking with?
This is Nate.
Okay, Nate. Yeah, you're in the Shiprock Cove area. Well,
yeah.
What's going on over in Shiprock? What's your thought?
Well, the water is contaminated, as y'all know, with other material that they release in there. And the water is clearing up. I need it from Farmington, but I think everything is sinking to the bottom or to the side. But they're still testing
it
all the way down. I haven't heard anything new yet, but I'm trying to get some updates and other news just like you.
Yeah.
Everybody's covering up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things. I don't know why that, one thing that I heard the other night, I talked to Dr. Donald Ben from the Navajo Nation EPA, and I said, I'll be calling you again tomorrow. And he said, sure. And I said, I'd like to talk about some of the chemicals, but you know. And then I called back, and now he's not available. I know that they're making preparation for something, but even that, even if they're talking about it, we like to know. Towards the Shiprock area, there's a lot of farmland. And, of course, throughout the Navajo Nation, all those chapters, there's wildlife, livestock that are roaming out there, and they drink directly from the – what has been said about how dangerous, or maybe it's not even dangerous? What is it? What are they saying down there at the local level?
Well, the local along the river, they're told not to feed water to the livestock in the river. So I think they're going
to... So are they saying go ahead and drink water? Don't drink water? They're going to shut it down? What are they saying?
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, we got cut up a minute here.
Yeah, I was just saying, but what are their, we've had hearings, we've had press conferences, and all sorts of things like that. But my question is that, what are people saying? I think that we're all concerned about the fact that this is a real serious, at least in terms of getting and notifying the general public. any of you that's listening out there, if you can hear me, if you're on air, which area? I'd like to know what the what your area is and what their you know what your community is doing. I've tried to. I'm going to call some more chapters tomorrow, and just like Nate said, you know, everybody is just quiet. I don't know what's going on. Do you know what's going on? If you do, please give us a call. And we're going to take a short break, and I hope to hear from you. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. Again, this is Cal Nez. You just do Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo talk radio. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Tonight, we are talking about the Navajo Nation water contamination. It is a serious situation, or is it a serious situation? Which one is it, and what have you heard? I'm trying to get callers from the various parts of the Navajo Nation to call in, especially the areas that are affected. And if you have any information, you're welcome to call. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. Again, this is Cal Nez, and you listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Now, this is an update from the EPA on August the 10th, which was yesterday. And it reads, EPA Region 8 has employed a large response team to Durango and Silverton, Colorado, and to several locations in New Mexico, Utah, Utah and the Navajo Nation coordinate with affected states, tribes, and communities on various response activity and to address impact associated with the Gold King Mine water wastewater release. EPA's primary objective is working with federal, state, tribal, and authorities to ensure that the people continue to have access to safe drinking water, ensure appropriate precaution to recreational use and contact with river water, evaluate impacts on aquatic life and fish population, and stop the flow of contaminated water into the watershed at the Gold King Mine site. Aerial and ground reconnaissance indicate that the plume associated with the Gold King Mine release has dissipated downstream, and there is no leading edge of contamination visible in section of the San Juan or Lake Powell. EPA has also taken steps to capture and treat the discharge at Gold King Mine, addressing the risk of additional downstream impact. We have constructed 4 ponds at the mine site, and which are testing treating water by lowering acidity levels and removing dissolved metal. This system is discharging treated water into Cement Creek at levels cleaner than prevent background conditions in the creek. Over the next several days, EPA will make upgrades to the system to ensure that it continues operation. EPA is collecting and assessing water quality for the animals and the San Juan River daily. Over the next several days, we will be jointly evaluating data and information with partners to determine when access to the animals will be restored for activities and uses such as rafting, fishing, irrigation, and drinking water. EPA, tribal, state, and local officials are coordinating these decisions based on sampling data, risk screening levels, and other related factors. We do not anticipate any reopening decision until at least August the 17th. The timing of these decisions could vary among local, state, and tribal government itself, based on local conditions and by uses. Until notified otherwise, people should continue to abide by existing closures. The assessment of empty wildlife and fish population is ongoing. To date, we have seen no indication of widespread fish mortality in the Animas or the San Juan. Fish cages placed directly in the Animas River by the state of Colorado Division of Parks and Wildlife for 2 days indicate 1 mortality out of 108 fish tested. The state will be evaluating those and other ecological partners as we move forward. EPA is also working with the New Mexico Department of Game Fish and the United States Fish and Wildlife Service to investigate reports of impact to wildlife. EPA has established
public information officers are also on site at Durango at the Joint Information Center. Two community coordinators were deployed yesterday and met with the local Navajo chapter officials and hosted public meetings. The CIC will also partner with the Navajo Nation EPA and Navajo Nation Department of Public Safety to ensure comprehensive outreach to all affected Navajo chapters. EPA is using several contracting mechanisms to provide support to the response, which includes water quality sampling, drinking water, and agricultural water distribution, as well as construction and maintenance of water treatment ponds. In New Mexico, EPA has a team of two federal on-scene coordinators, two water quality experts, and 10 technician contractors responding to the spill that reaches communities in the state. Additionally, personnel are arriving in Farmington and will total 26 employees and contractors by the end of the day. Staffing is expected to continue to grow to support outreach and door-to-door canvassing. EPA Mobile Command Center has arrived in Farmington and will be fully operational later today. EPA is also co-locating personnel with NMED in Santa Fe to entrance planning to enhance planning and communication between the agencies. EPA is collecting water quality samples from 9 locations in the river near intakes for Aztec, Farmington, the Lower Valley Water Users Association, the Morning Star Water Supply System, and the North Star Water User Association. Each of these locations will continue to be monitored as spill makes its way past these areas. EPA has two dedicated water quality experts available in New Mexico to assist the 5 drinking water systems. Working with the San Juan County, New Mexico officials, EPA is providing alternative supply for livestock in New Mexico. EPA and the New Mexico Environmental Department are providing free water testing for domestic drinking water wells along the river. Teams of qualified technicians are going door-to-door to collect samples for laboratory analysis. At 7 p.m. on Sunday, August 9th, New Mexico Environmental Secretary notified EPA that the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish needed help responding to reports of wildlife that may have been impacted by the release. EPA immediately connected New Mexico Fish and Game with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, New Mexico Fish and Game is sending 1 biologist and 2 game wardens to assess the situation today and will follow up with USFWS. The USFWS is requesting EPA contract with a wildlife rehabilitator to assist with cleaning any animals. USFWS will provide capture and oversight of the operations for the state. On Saturday, August 8th, the president of the Navajo Nation, declared a state of emergency for the San Juan River Valley. On Sunday, President Gay and his staff toured the Gold Team Mine site. The president and his staff then attended the community meeting in Durango. Navajo officials have reacted quickly, assessing their well fields and drinking and irrigation water intake systems, and issuing a precautionary do not use public service announcement regarding water from potentially impacted sources. EPA Region 9 held a conference call Sunday with the Navajo Nation EPA and Navajo Department of Public Safety. The Navajo EPA Surface Water Monitoring Program, the Shiprock Office, collected water and sediment samples from the San Juan River. Prior to the spill impact, Region 9 has provided 6 contracts to coordinate and conduct increased sample collection and lab analysis in conjunction with the Navajo Nation EPA. This joint EPA and the Navajo Nation EPA river sampling program has commenced focusing on the San Juan between Shiprock and Hogback, New Mexico area, and the Mexican Hat, Utah area, and will continue for the foreseeable future. At Region 9, OSD reported to Farmington on Monday to assist the Navajo Nation EPA. The Navajo Nation EPA requested drinking water sampling support immediately for the Navajo operated water intake. The Navajo Nation EPA and the U.S. EPA drinking water expert agreed to inventory and assess water sources, including private water wells and intake. Region 9 will be providing assistance to the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority to deliver water to areas impacted by the Gold Mine spill, starting with the Montezuma Creek area. NTUA is sourcing the water from their sweet water well and filling the service tanks in the affected area. The contractor will be providing assistance transportation of these waters. 2 EPA community involvement coordinators arrived in Farmington Sunday. The CIC will partner with the Navajo EPA and the Navajo Department of Transportation to ensure comprehensive outreach to all affected Navajo chapters. The CICs have begun working with local Navajo chapter officials and will participate in public meetings at Aneth and Oljeto on August the 10th, which was yesterday. Public health update. The downward trend in concentrations for metal continues for the site now. The Animas River is an open source and not considered potable until it has been properly treated. Washing with soap and water after contact with the river water is sound public health practice to minimize exposure to the metal and also any bacteria that may be present in the untreated river water. Anyone who feels illness as a result of exposure to metals or pathogenic or organisms in the river water should contact their local health care provider. The Agency for the Toxic Substance and Disease Registry recommends recommends that additional monitoring should be conducted until the river returns to pre-lease level. The San Juan Basin Health Department is working with the Rocky Mountain Poison Control and Drug Center. Health for public or health care providers that have questions should direct their calls to RMPEC at 1-800-222-1222. That's the press release from EPA as of August 10th, which was yesterday. Now, after reading this, it's a long press release, but as a Navajo citizen and relatives and friends who are residing along the San Juan River, who are drawing water from the San Juan, the question still remains: how serious is this spill? The chemicals, if exposed or consumed, what are the long-term health effects? What are the long-term environmental impacts? I'm glad that they're sending one or two biologists, CICs here or there, but the magnitude of the spill is just absolutely beyond comprehension. We know what they're going to do. They're working with the Navajo Nation. I'm glad the Navajo Nation is involved. I'm glad the Navajo Nation is taking the role to ensure that the safety is there for the people as well as the livestock. But that still doesn't answer the question. What is the effects on human lives now and into the future? What are the effects going to be on the livestock now and into the future? Don't we have statistics that are already existing and collected at a federal level? Come on, we're supposed to be the leading technology on all data collection if we can listen to people talking on the cell phone and know who's tracking what, where, all of that stuff. We don't know exactly if a certain number of chemicals. These mines have not been, they just didn't develop on Sunday. They've been there for a long time. And the potential of that, you know, come on. The United States Department of, or the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and they're out there tampering around that mine site. Does it make any logical sense to go in there and say, okay, well, this might happen. If this happened, we'll have this backup plan, and we'll have the water diverted somewhere else. I'm looking at pictures online where the mine is right here, the water's running down, and I don't see a diversion. Why couldn't they just put a breach and let the water drain somewhere else? Somewhere else doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to end up in the cement creek, but it looks like they just allowed it and they're still allowing it. Yes, and then after the fact, yeah, let's build three dams. And those dams I'm looking at is just a little tiny dam. How do they expect to be able to catch something of this magnitude if they know there's how many thousands of gallons of water that could potentially run out? I mean, talking about the oops factor,
just beyond belief, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and you're welcome to call in. I want to hear from you. What's your thoughts? And if you're from the areas that are affected in Northern Navajo Nation, you know, give us a call. What's your thoughts? You know, the sad thing about this whole thing is that why we don't have a backup plan. These mines, like I said, have been there for a long time. And the potential hazards that they could produce is all there. Yad la na no ya a corny do one pancita the case or kohashi net on da kye. It's amazing. And then not only that, the information that's being shared. And that while nobody, and I'm proud of the Speaker of the Navajo Nation Council, Lorenzo Bates, for coming on air this past Sunday and give us whatever information that he can share with us, that's really, really great. But I have repeated the office of the president, the press officer, Rick Abasta, to send me press release. I'm saying it's a serious, dire strait. We're all living on jine. And me? Yeah. Am I frustrated? Of course I am. Man, especially a department from within the United States government should be able to be prepared and know what to do. And before they even start poking around, digging around whatsoever. But then they should have a plan to divert this water if something like that happens. I don't get it. It's unacceptable. And they've already said, yes, it's our fault. EPA did. Well, okay, so it's your fault. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, I think it takes more than just sitting there and taking little water, little scientific glass beakers and walking into the river, dipping it, and then taking it to a lab and sitting there and monitoring what's going on. Okay, so you're monitoring it. So the water's going down. But what about the people? Why can't you guys just tell us what it is and how serious the health risks are? Maybe there isn't. Maybe they're going to come out tomorrow and say, hey, okay, those are just chemicals and rocks and such like that, and it already exists in the environment. It's going to settle back in. It's going to become part of Mother Nature again, whether it's up in the Gold King Mine or at the bottom of a river. You know, maybe they are going, you know, I mean, even a story like that. But why that everybody has just gone quiet? And I am riding on the fact that their first statement, it says, it is not harmful. It's unharmful. And that's where I'm hanging on to that thought. And I hope that that holds true, and that it's amazing. What do you think? Why do you think that this spill happened? And why isn't there more information? And I mean, I'm talking about more information. I'm not talking about press release. I want to hear from the officials, from the state, from the Navajo Nation, from the federal government. And, you know, I want to hear from you. What do you think? Why did this happen? And, you know, I was reading on some of the effects on the chemicals that are in there. Yes, they're existing in nature, and that's true, but to what amounts that we're exposed to on a daily basis, you know, they're there, it's in the water, and, you know, just give us that information. And, yeah, I think the assurance from somebody that will say, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be okay. But why that I think that we need to continue, and yes, EPA did it, and they should be held responsible. But, you know, just to say, well, we're going to do this. We've got people in place. Yes, yes, I read the press release. I mean, that's what they're going to do. That's great. I'm glad they're doing that. But what about the long-range goal? What is it? That is what I want to know. Because one story said that the Shiprock area, the water from the San Juan River, cannot be used for farming, agricultural use for the next 15 to 20 years. And that was really heartbreaking to a family that I know who was working, who had planted, and they were literally bringing their crops up, and harvest is about ready to take place, so they need to be able to pump water in there and, you know, water their fields. What does that do to them? My response is that whether man stops water coming from the San Juan River to feed your crops, I know that there's a greater influence or a greater thing that they could be blessed with. Who's to say that more rain is going to come so that their fields do get watered? And that water is not going to be their only, or the San Juan River water is not going to be their only source of water for their fields. There's a lot of stuff to think about. And I again sent several text messages to the press officers, EPA, and elsewhere. And this is about as much information that I have. What do you think? This is Cal Nez, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and this is the official Navajo Talk Radio. Call in. You know, I want to hear from you. What's your thoughts? Are you happy about this? Well, obviously you're not. Nobody's going to be happy about this. How frustrated is going to be the bigger question? How frustrated are you? And what do you think are the reasons behind this? Stay with us. We'll be back after this break. Tonight, we're talking about the Navajo Nation water contamination and the wonderful mining industry, the gold mine high in the Rocky Mountains. Why that they, well, you know, if you're going to dig up there, a man should be able to take responsibility to make sure that, you know, that it doesn't happen. You dig a hole into Mother Earth, well, fix it some way that you'll be able to, at least that doesn't create future harms, you know. And but here we are, and then you take it one step further. Now we have EPA, and the wonderful EPA officials go marching up there, and they start whatever they were doing. Show me a picture where that, okay, there's the mine, and if you can picture it, there's the opening, and it's pretty clear the water had filled up inside of the dam, because, I mean, you know, it's water will seep in there, and whatever it does, it takes this water and chemicals, metals in with it. Okay, so they did something and they broke something, and the water spilled out. As I'm looking at the picture, yes, there's like three little puny little ponds, and then off to the right, the water is streaming down. I don't see, I mean, it's not like this thing is the size of the Grand Canyon. This is something like, okay, the water's running that way, so let's block it and allow that not to happen. Not only that, is that even before you start thinking around, why didn't they plan? It is just amazing how that the very organization that's supposed to be protecting our environment can do such a oops. And now the Animas River, the San Juan River, Lake Powell, and eventually Colorado River. And imagine how many communities along that riverway use this water. And how many people are going to be affected? How, you know, I mean, look at the, I know Las Vegas does not use the water from Lake Mead or even the Lake Powell. As you're, you know, so, but California and also Phoenix, I mean, they've long several hundred mile irrigation. And what about them? And one of the things that people were saying was that they, sorry, there's a siren going by. A lot of people, you know, were saying that this is a, I shouldn't get into that conspiracy stuff, but yeah, well, I'm not going to. But eventually it makes it back into Arizona and Phoenix area. And those are waters that are being drawn from the Colorado. I'm glad that EPA is reporting what they've done, who they've brought in, what station has done what. They've drawn water. Yes, yes, all of that. But tell us if this, how serious, if there's any long-term effects on our river system, our usage. And are these metals going to seep underground? What is it? That's all that I want to know. I think that's what you want to know. You just want to be assured that this thing, they allowed this sludge down the rivers. And it's like, yeah. Even more than that, you're sitting here wondering.
Information sharing.
Give the Navajo people the latest update. Give the Navajo people about the long-term effects. But all of this unknown is it's not helping anybody. It's just creating more and more anxiety. So if any of you officials out there, if I do get a call from you, I'll put you on air. If I get a call from the United States government, Environmental Protection Agency, I will do an interview and ask them the hard question. And I just want to know how dangerous this is. The screw-ups already happened. We cannot undo that. But now we have to deal with the after effects. I want to know what it is for the long-term effects that I want to know. And one other thing too is that I wanted to talk about the some of these chemicals. That we're being told that, well, these chemicals are it's not really a straight answer. Yeah, these things are going to settle. Yeah, okay, they're going to settle. Okay, now the water is not as orange as it used to be. Okay, but tell us more than that. I mean, it's crazy. So I should like to hear from you, and there's a lot of people who are listening right now, and, I'm not, but nobody's willing to talk. I don't know how many of you have seen the public notice issued by So there are those, and I think that a lot of, I heard today that the Navajo people, various parts of the Navajo Nation, they are asking, please, if any officials are out there, please join us. Give us an update. And people are begging. So, do I have a concern? Yeah. You have a concern? I hope so. You give us a call and tell us what it is that you're concerned about. And so there was a press release that was sent. Still waiting for the president's office to send me a press release. This one was an article on the nativenewsonline.net. The headline is Navajo Nation Council Reacts to Report on Gold Paint Spill. The toxic mine waste of heavy metals in the San Juan River from an accident caused by the United States Environmental Protection Agency at the Gold Team Mine in
Colorado is an assault on Navajo culture and life. This is what Council Delegate Amber Crowley, she's my council delegate, told her colleagues and officials from the New Mexico Environment Department, New Mexico Office of State Engineer, San Juan County in New Mexico, and the Chief of Police for Farmington Police Department. The leaders met Monday afternoon in the Navajo Nation Council Chamber to discuss the yellow plume of heavy metals, arsenic, lead, copper, cadmium, among others, that are flowing in the rivers from an August 5th spill that went into the Cimec River or Creek, a tributary of Animas River, which converges with San Juan River in New Mexico before filtering into the Colorado River in Utah. The plume is approximately 80 miles in length with over 3 million, oh my gosh, this is even worse than I said, 3 million tons of wastewater or waste flowing in the river. This is an attack of who we are as Navajo people, Crotty said in emotional testimony Monday, adding that she demands U.S. EPA release data on the heavy metal flowing in the San Juan River. Officials of the EPA were scheduled to Skype in on the conversation with tribal, state, and county officials Monday, but because they were in remote Odeco, Utah area, they weren't able to connect and provide their latest update on the spill, according to Speaker Lorenzo Bates. Meanwhile, Crotty added that in addition to suing the EPA, efforts to sue the federal government should also happen at the United Nations level, given this, how this contamination affects Amerind lives, human, animal, ecosystem, and cultural ecological knowledge of the Navajo people. Ryan Flynn, Secretary for the New Mexico Environment Department, the state has deployed its own team of scientists to investigate the toxicity of the river from the spill. Flynn stated that he made an effort to attend the Monday meeting in Window Rock with members of the Navajo Nation Council to assure the Navajo people that the state supports and is working with the Navajo Nation to pressure the federal EPA for answers. Ryan, who reports that he was in the field Monday conducting water tests before coming to Window Rock, he said that that his office has demanded EPA and the United States Department of Agriculture provide resources such as potable water for the thousands of farmers and estimated 60,000 head of livestock in the region. If you get a water bill, then your water bill is safe, he said, adding that he's witnessing how people are fearful when he and his staff come to the flood plant to conduct testing on wells. Flynn also reported to the council how his office is witnessing the EPA and its region, the EPA Region 8 in Colorado, EPA Region 6 in New Mexico, and EPA Region 9 in Arizona, and the Navajo Nation are on different pages and sharing limited data with the state and county officials from the impacted region. From his testing, Flynn reported positive news, noting that the wells along the floodplain show that the groundwater is feeding the wells and not the contaminated river. The public water system for residents at San Juan County and the city of Farmington are safe, said Kim Carpenter, county executive for San Juan County. He said the county has water in the Farmington Reservoir that will last up to 90 days and is taking the next step to develop a plan to get water from upstream of San Juan River where there is no contamination if necessary. Heavy metals, Carpenter said, are still major concerns, particularly for those who need water, such as livestock and homeless people, if they rely on the river for their needs. The county has set up water stations. Water testing is ongoing, he said, adding that the state and county have made it a priority to demand answers from EPA. EPA has not responded as quickly as they should have. This impacts multiple jurisdictions, he said. Council Delegate Leonard Silver said it doesn't make sense for the Navajo Nation stakeholders from San Juan County and New Mexico to rely on data from the U.S. EPA. After all, he said, they have a conflict of interest in sampling the water source metal, and he didn't trust their findings because they would most likely skew to their end instead of relying on the federal agency and a multi-jurisdictional entity that governs the public in the region. Need to request from the Fed an independent analytic team to study the contamination. What good is it? It's not credible, Sophie said about EPA's water sample. He also, the Navajo Nation used to also use customary law to sue the federal agency in the Navajo court. And the reason, he said, is because most of the contamination is currently moving through what are considered Navajo Nation waters. In terms of Navajo, I think we need to know what is the worst, Sophie said, noting that once data becomes available on the state of the spill, it needs to be shared in the Navajo language with the Navajo public. Council Delegate David Filfrit, who represents five Navajo chapters that rely on the San Juan River for planting and drinking water in Utah, said the plume that reached Anna's chapter Monday, according to the EPA officials who kept this community informed, the plume and the contaminants are expected to reach Lake Powell by Wednesday. Filfrit said that over 30,000 acres of crop in Utah, in the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation, would be impacted by the contamination. He also said that as of Tuesday, the public water system of the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority that provides water to local there has two tanks running on reserve. Who is going to pay for bottled water? He asked. And
I think that was written actually by done by the Navajo Times. That kind of gives you an idea. I think what I was saying earlier before I read this thing was that it's just a sharing of information, and how much can you trust the United States EPA to say, hey, this water's great. But of course, they have, just like Leonard Sosie said, they have a conflict of interest. And therefore, we got to have a third party come in and do the water testing and tell us the truth. And again, New Mexico officials, the tribal officials, they're all saying, and also the city of Farmington, who obviously are stakeholder in this waterways, are saying EPA is not doing their job. EPA is not fulfilling. I mean, this is just a travesty. It is an absolute, absolute mess. So whatever the case is, I think that we need to continue to fight hard to, you know, get the information out there. Is it true that the water cannot be used in the San Juan or from the San Juan River for a period of 10 to 20 years, the worst, just like Leonard Sosie said? But then we can deal with it. And then maybe there's a way we can undo that so that we'll be able to make it happen. So these are some of the questions that I have. I'm sure some of the questions that you have. And we'll do another show tomorrow, and hopefully that by tomorrow, you know, that people would have listened to the show, and they would be calling in. I'm talking about I've invited the Office of the President, I've invited EPA, Navajo Nation EPA, as well as the press officer from the regional EPA office. And, you know, of course, yeah, everybody's busy, but who's to say that they just take a few seconds to explain to us what's going on? For me, there's only one question, is that how bad is it? That's all I want to know. I don't want to know what you're doing, how many people you've employed. All I want to know is that is the water safe enough to drink and to use? And at what point are we going to make this thing, is the water going to be good? And so, you know, like I said, I've called. And I'm talking on the air. I'm also checking my email. And I'm waiting for some more press releases. But, you know, for me, for this show, I sure would like to have a human being from our officials. You know, call in and join us and all that. So, anyway, I am I'm waiting for more callers, or actually people who are actually willing to speak on this issue. So tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock to 9, we will talk, and I hope that I can have officials be talking to us and giving us the straight facts about how bad it is, or maybe it's not that bad. So ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and I'm going to continue to dig on your behalf. And that includes dealing with the federal government, state, and as well as our own Office of the President. and the speaker. I do want to thank the speaker's office because they have been about the most diligent of sending press releases and giving me information. And again, this is Cal Nez, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.